SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
My next guest is Ashley Kalajian-Blunt to talk about her new novel. Ashley, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Ashley, first, congratulations for your new book. So the book was published last week?
Yes, it just came out in Australia and New Zealand on the 29th of January. So it is brand new. It is called Cold Truth, and it is my fourth book and my second crime thriller.
Ashley, did you officially launch it in Sydney?
You know what? We're recording this before I launched it in Sydney. That is happening on the 6th of February. And I'm actually going to be in Melbourne, and I'm going to get to launch it there on the 11th of February, which your listeners might be able to get to that event if they're hearing this before then.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, what's the subject?
So Cold Truth is a crime thriller. It's set in Winnipeg, Canada, which is where I'm originally from, during a minus 30-degree winter, which probably sounds great if you're experiencing a very hot day here in Australia. It's about a Winnipeg City tour guide whose father goes missing under suspicious circumstances, but the police don't prioritize his case. So she drags her reluctant sister into trying to find him herself, unaware that someone has gone on the dark web to try and stop her permanently.
Actually, you mentioned that the novel is set in Canada in the cold of the winter. I thought you settled in Sydney to get away from the Canadian cold winters. You have, I presume you have some good memories too.
Oh, you're absolutely right. When people ask why I moved to Australia, I always tell them about the winters in Winnipeg, how they can drop to, actually, the winter I decided to leave, it was minus 40 degrees for 3 months straight. And I would keep watching the Weather Channel, because it had a two-week forecast, and the forecast would show minus 40, minus 40, minus 40, and then at the end of the 2 weeks, it would go up to, you know, minus 5, and I thought, wow, it'll be so great when it's minus 5, except for 3 months, that forecast did not change, and it never got to minus 5, and I realized that that forecast wasn't a forecast, it was an anti-suicide initiative, so that's sort of how I felt about living in Winnipeg. But I, you know, my family's still there. I still go back to visit. And I thought, you know, this would make a really interesting place for a crime novel. And then I started researching the city and finding out some really interesting and strange things about it. And I decided not only did I want to make it a crime novel in Winnipeg, but I wanted to have a character who knows all about the strangeness of the city. And she could bring in all these different facts about the city and give them to the reader, so they can learn how strange this place is, too.
Are you planning to launch it in Canada as well?
Not yet. I'm hoping that one day I will have a North American publisher and I will be launching it in Canada, because this is, I mean, it's, in terms of the story, it's about crime, it's about cybercrime, so it relates to people everywhere. But in terms of the setting specifically, it's such a Canadian setting, so I'm really hoping to be able to share that with Canadian readers.
Ashley, this is the fourth time we are talking about your books, but for listeners who are new, a bit about you, your love of writing and your life in Australia.
Thank you for that question. Yeah, so I moved to Australia 14 years ago. I'm originally from Canada. My great-grandparents were survivors of the genocide, and they ended up in Canada in 1921. And so my dad was raised in an Armenian community. You know, my great-grandparents were part of the group that built the first Armenian church in Canada. And, you know, that's where my dad would go to church services and events, you know, church picnics. But he joined the Canadian military, so I actually didn't get to grow up in that community. I grew up kind of in military towns across Western Canada, mostly on the Canadian prairie. And so I was really keen to go and live in other parts of the world. and was really delighted when I came to Sydney to find out that it had such a big Armenian community, because I came here to do a master's degree that was in part about Armenian diasporan identity, effectively. And so I did a lot of interviews with the Armenian community here, with the Armenian community where my family still is in Canada. And then I traveled to Armenia in 2012, and I spent a couple months doing interviews there. And I put all of that research together. I mean, first I finished the master's degree, and then I really wanted to write a book. I had envisioned it as sort of, a modern biography of Armenia and looking at the legacy of the genocide. And I ended up spending almost 10 years on that project. But that did result in my first book, which is called My Name is Revenge, which is a collection of fiction and essays about the genocide and its connections to Australia, as well as my family. And it even includes a bunch of photos from my time in Armenia. I then went on to write a memoir called How to Be Australian, which is about my move from Canada to Australia, because, you know, when I arrived here, I thought that culturally, Australia was just hot Canada. And I gradually had to learn that, no, they're actually quite distinct cultures. So I wrote a book about that, and I included in that one of the things that made me feel at home in Australia was actually getting to know the Armenian community. So I have a couple of chapters where I talk about an Armenian family that I became close to here. And then what happened was, actually, I got very, very sick. I had chronic fatigue syndrome, and I spent multiple years mostly bedbound. And during that time, I listened to hundreds and hundreds of hours of true crime podcasts. That was sort of the thing that helped me get through the worst of the illness. And that's what made me decide that maybe I could try writing a crime thriller, since I've always really loved them. And that resulted in my first book, my first novel, Dark Mode, which came out in 2023 and is now been picked up by screen producers for a limited series. And it was just awarded a big Screen Australia grant. So hopefully it will be on television screens in the near future. And Cold Truth is my follow-up thriller. It's my latest book, and I'm really excited to have it released in Australia.
Actually, as you mentioned, the topics of your novels are various. The first one, My Name is Revenge, had an Armenian theme, and the second book, How to Be Australian, was more personal about your experiences in Australia. And the topic of the third one was the dark web. So do you enjoy writing on a wide range of topics?
I really do, and I think that goes back to being a reader who's always read on a wide array of subjects. I've always loved novels and fiction, but I also really love memoir. I really love nonfiction, history, biography. So I've always read super widely. And I think when I started to write, that was reflected in my writing. And I really enjoyed being able to write so widely and learn the different skills that come with writing essays, writing memoir, writing fiction. And I get to teach on all of those topics as well now. So I'm teaching, for example, a course called Year of the Novel, but I'm also teaching a course on memoir writing. And I really enjoy that. But now that I've found crime thrillers, I've always loved crime thrillers. And this is definitely where I'm going to keep writing for the foreseeable future. I have another thriller that's coming out next year that I'm really, really excited about that has an Armenian main character, and I'm working on my fourth thriller now.
Ashley, why do you like so much writing about psychological thrillers?
I'm a big crime fiction reader, and I think the reason I both like reading them and writing them is that I love a good twist. You know, when the whole story changes, something that you thought was true, suddenly you realize is not true at all, and that makes everything different. And that's really what I try to do in my thrillers, is to have a really big twist that's just going to turn everything upside down and surprise the reader. I really enjoy writing those, and I really enjoy a book that just hooks you from the first page, and I feel like thrillers, a well-written thriller, can really do that well.
Ashley, where and when you will launch your books in Sydney and Melbourne? Do you have details?
I do. So I will be launching my new book, Cold Truth, in Sydney at the Royal Oak in Balmain on Thursday, February 6th at 7 p.m. and I will be launching my book in Melbourne at Readings Carlton in Carlton at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, the 11th of February. I have another event in Melbourne on the Monday night, but it's already booked out.
Who published the book and where it will be available?
The book is published by Ultimo Press, which is an imprint of Hardy Grant Publishers, which is a big international publisher. And it is available at all bookshops across Australia. It's available online as well through Booktopia. And it's available as an audiobook. And the narrators are fantastic. If you're an audiobook fan, I think you'll really enjoy the two narrators that they use for Cold Truth.
Ashley, thank you for the interview. As usual, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks so much, Vahe. I appreciate it.